Hello there, Bernie Miklas with you on this Friday in St. Louis. Hope you're doing well. Hope you got a good weekend planned. St. Louis Cardinals will be opening the season less than a week at Busch Stadium and still trying to make sense of everything and what the lineup's going to look like and all the other questions. And I'll still be offering a lot of opinions on those things and opinions on a lot of things, both in video form and writing form. And this brings me to something I want to tell you about. And some of you probably heard it already, but I wanted to fill everybody in. Even those of you who may have heard it already, you deserve details and full disclosure and everything else. So I have some news today wanted to share it with you and hope that you'll like it. I hope that you will follow me to my exciting new platform that I was asked to join. Starting Monday, that'll be March 24th, I'm consolidating my written columns and solo video commentaries to appear on the same platform. You know, kind of everything in one place, easy to find, don't have to go searching all over the place. It's a new platform in St. Louis sports. It started about a month ago, maybe a little longer than that. It's called Sports Hub STL, as it sounds, one continuous word, Sports Hub STL, and you can get to it at sportshubstl.com, and you can access the site's YouTube channel at youtube.com/@sportshubstlou. So it's very easy to find the videos, and you'll also be able to find my columns. They're going to be basically side by side on the site. And if you subscribe to the Sports Hub St. Louis, or I'm sorry, Sports Hub STL YouTube channel, you know, my stuff will be very visible there, and you can grab it anytime you like. So this might be a little confusing to you at first, but here are the basics. And again, going to tell you everything, because there's another thing I'm announcing in this too. So the Bernie Miklas Show on YouTube, the one you have subscribed to, in large numbers, and I am forever grateful for that. The Bernie Miklas Show on YouTube will be folded into the Sports Hub STL YouTube channel. Now, I know it's kind of weird. It's like, well, why would you do this, Bernie? I'd really have some reasons. I do. Number one, the videos are going to look better. I will be able to incorporate graphics. There's a technical staff there that's going to take care of all of the production once I turn video in. And that's important to me. I'm technologically, I couldn't even say the word, let alone operate technology, but I'm challenged in this area. And now I'm really almost relieved to know that I'm going to have necessary support from really, really good group of people at Sports Hub STL to be taking care of all this. So you'll have better, as we say in the business, you have better production values, at least I hope, although you can't get rid of me, stammering and all of my other little habits that could be annoying or likable. I don't know. Okay, so that's the number one. That's the number one reason. Videos are going to look better, and I'm going to be able to have them on one platform, and the one platform is going to have a lot of good stuff for all St. Louis area sports fans. Okay, second thing, I'll take a more focused approach. We've discussed this with the people running the site, and the lengths of the videos will vary. Best way to do this in terms of YouTube is, it has a lot to do with advertising, things like that. So you can do 8 minutes, or you can do 16 minutes, or you can do 24 minutes. See, it's eight, some form of eight, you know, eight, two times eight, three times eight. Because that way it's easier for them to get the full benefit, or anybody get the full benefit out of advertising. So I'm telling you some inside ball there. Now, I'll occasionally go longer than that, but I'm going to do everything I can on days where I need to talk a little longer to cap the maximum length at about 32 minutes. I don't want to go beyond that. And I think most of these videos will come in at either 16 minutes or 24 minutes. That is my intention. But another benefit related to this for me and for you, because I'm excited about this part too, the behind-the-scenes video staff will be taking my longer videos, the daily videos, right, the ones that like kind of been doing here, and they will extract short excerpts from each video. So if I have a particular hot opinion on something, you know, where I go, I'm talking about how Victor Scott has got to be the center fielder, here's why, boom, boom, boom. They'll pull that out of the longer video and they'll turn it into a YouTube short. So if you want a quick take about whatever it is I'm hollering about or any information I'm providing, you want the quick hit version, you'll get the quick hit samples from the longer video. I'm really fired up about that. So you might want to ask, why did I want to consolidate my work? Well, it's really important to me. It was a big part of my motivation of accepting this new role, because I'm so grateful to everyone who supports my work. And I have found that a lot of, here's the difference, I guess. I've found that a lot of people who like my videos maybe don't care as much about the writing, but I have found the exact opposite. People are asking me about my writing, and they can sort of take or leave videos. And it isn't necessarily a reflection on me. Well, to an extent, obviously. But some people are into videos and some people are more into the writing. And it doesn't matter to me. My point is that, you know, ever since I made the decision I was going to leave scoopsnetwork.com, and I want to thank Dan McLaughlin for all my time there, and I appreciated very much him and Lauren Verhoff. Thank you very much. But it was just best for me to move on because I could do this. I could take a video operation and a column writing operation and put it in one place. See, I didn't like the idea of supporters, and I have so many, and I'm so grateful, but supporters of both of my things, writing, video, whatever, having to go searching around place to place to try to find stuff. And that's especially true of, you know, perhaps older, you know, older fans of my work. And I'm old, so I ain't like me taking a shot at old people. I'm an old person. But the people that are, you know, just aren't, don't spend as much time on the internet as a lot of people do. And, you know, they kind of want that easy shortcut to get to everything. Well, where's Bernie's columns? So I don't know. Where the heck did they go? I can't find them. You know, he's doing some videos I heard about. Where is that at? Let me, you know, so we can't assume everyone is like, you know, 22 years old and 100% well-versed in all of this stuff as far as navigating on the internet. So I've had people ask me, where are your columns? I haven't seen them. I don't know where to go. You know, can you help me? And things of that nature. And so I thought, you know, the best thing I can do for myself, but really for people who are gracious enough to support my work, is to put both forms of commentary on a single platform. The written columns and the video columns, if you will. It just makes it a lot easier for everyone to find my individual work because it's all in one place. It's one-stop shopping. And once you get the hang of it, which won't be hard, you're all good to go. Never have to worry about searching around for me anymore. Listen, I'll deliver a minimum of about four columns per week, per weekday, four columns per weekday with some bonus columns on the weekend. I'm going to try to write a little shorter because, you know, I tend to get bogged down in a lot of stuff and my columns are too long. So I'm going to try to be more efficient with that, but I'll still have good information, especially the statistical analysis. So I'll have the four columns plus maybe a weekend bonus column, depending what's going on. And I will also have a video for you each weekday and perhaps another video on the weekend if there's some sort of breaking news. And I feel, well, people are going to want to hear about this. As a side note, just so you know, since I'm talking about my career now and you know, the moves that I've been making, so I want to bring you into the loop on some other things. One thing you definitely have not heard about, other than me joining Sports Hub STL, Sports Hub STL. But for those of you who have caught some of the stuff on the Gas House Gang, which I do with my friends Tom Ackerman and Matt Pauly and Kevin Wheeler, the Gas House Gang videos have been a lot of fun. I've been doing like three of those a week, but I'm working with other people. So it's not the same thing. It isn't just me blabbing by myself. You know, sometimes we have four guys on those Gas House Gang videos, part of the KMOX operation. Sometimes it's just two of us. Sometimes it's three. But the point is, it isn't just me. It's a group discussion, and I love that, and I think people really, really like that too. Even if they like me, I've heard from you say, it'd be great if you had guests, it'd be great if you did this, and I understood. I totally understood where you're coming from. And that's what's so cool about Gas House Gang, because I'm part of a team and part of a group discussion, and it's a lot of fun. And you can find those if you haven't seen them. They just enter Gas House Gang YouTube, enter Camo X YouTube channel. You can go to camox.com or odyssey.com, odyssey.com in particular for the podcast version. And they're expanding that. You know, we have been doing a noon Central Time video group discussion thing that lasts about 40 minutes Monday through Friday. And again, always mixing the combinations around. But starting next week, CamWax is also having an evening version or a late afternoon version. So there'll be one at 12, and then there'll be a different cast at about 5 o'clock that will lead you into Cardinals baseball. But this stuff will also be live on the radio, either at 1120 CamWax, or now the CamWax is going to be simulcasting with 104.1 FM. So you can find this stuff live, you know, on at those places, camox.com, 104.1, odyssey.com. And the difference is that these will be live, as if you're listening to a live radio show. But of course, the recorded versions are there for you to look at anytime you want. Now, here's another new development for me. You know, it's pretty cool. I'm 66 years old and people still like ask me to help them do things. I'm just really gratified that I get all these opportunities because I wasn't ready to retire. I've always worked really, really hard, and my work means a lot to me. And I think my work is actually very good for me. And I have as much energy and work ethic and, you know, hunger for knowledge and information and good discussion. I mean, I think maybe even more than I ever have, because I have discovered how beautiful it is to do podcasts and do videos and to take advantage of newer platforms that attract a bigger audience and maybe a different kind of audience. So this has been really fantastic experience for me. And I've evolved in a way that I'm proud of. And I hope you understand what I'm talking about, why this is really important to me and it's really meaningful to me. But anyway, so here's the next opportunity I'm going to tell you about. I will be joining the magnificent Katie Wu on her Cardinal Territory video show at least twice per week. That's what I've committed to. There might be more on in a given week. We don't know. We can play it by ear. But Cardinal Territory is really cool because you've probably heard, I hope you've heard of the larger Foul Territory video hub that's been a huge success over the last 2 years. It's got former major league players. It's got Ken Rosenthal. It's got, you know, great guests, and they do a pretty lengthy show, you know, weekdays, and then have some stuff on the weekend. And then Foul Territory decided because everyone likes this so much, they decided to start putting together local versions of it. And the first place they went was St. Louis, because they know, even though Cardinals fans are, you know, ticked off about the state of the team and all that, it hasn't diminished the interest at all. And, you know, we've talked about this before on the Bernie show. People may be buying less tickets because it's a form of protest or whatever, but the interest level, it remains extremely high because people want to know what's going on down there. And I would like to think they know that I'll speak very clearly on it and won't hold back. So anyway, Foul Territory started putting, you know, the local versions of that in different markets. And they started within St. Louis, and they went to Chicago with the Cubs, and there are some other places, and it continues to grow. I think they have a Dodgers territory as well. So anyway, Cardinal Territory, which is doing very well, Katie asked me to join her a couple times a week. And I am a huge fan of Katie Wu and her work and her writing and reporting at The Athletic. And we have had a few occasions to work together, like when I was doing a radio show, and we had a chemistry on air. We just seemed to fit really well as far as just the back and forth discussions, some humor mixed in. She's really, really talented, and I was honored that I was asked to be part of Cardinal Territory. So it took me, I had to give it a lot of consideration. It took me about 3 seconds to say yes. So you can look for the first Cardinal Territory video with Katie Wu and Bernie starting early next week. And you can just go to YouTube and just enter the search term Cardinal Territory and then subscribe to it. So this endeavor, if I want to give you some background, this endeavor was started by my, I'm talking about Sports Hub STL, was started by a dear friend of mine, Dave Green. We've been pals for 25, 30 years. I've known him since he was not that long at coming out of Mizzou as a graduate. At one point, he was helping as an intern come up a couple of shows I did long time ago. You know, like, for example, one of I did like a mid-morning show with Frank Cusimano, and Dave would help out on that. And Dave's become really successful. He's created like a podcast network that is doing really, really well nationally. And he's a very forward-thinking, innovative guy. He understands the potential and capability of digital sports media, and he knows how to sell digital sports media, which is a problem for a lot of people who don't understand how to sell it, because it's not like selling traditional media, and you got to kind of know which how to go on this and how to play it and how to work it. And he's really, really good. He works hard, and he knows how to sell. He sells the digital to make sure there's enough good revenue coming in. So it's going to be a really stable operation. I'm really excited what my friend Dave Green has created, and it was an easy decision for me to join him in this new endeavor, because I'm saying this, and I told him this before we even talked about a job. I was blown away by the comprehensive nature of everything that this new site is doing. Here's an example, you know, and this has never been done in St. Louis, never been done in this sports market. Here's what I'm talking about. And this is just one example. If you are a fan of St. Louis pro sports or a fan of Mizzou sports or St. Louis sports, St. Louis U, that is, you can count on a live streaming show after every game your favorite teams play. After every game, doesn't matter if it's during the week, it doesn't matter if it's on Saturday or Sunday, St. Louis Blues play, you can count on, like, soon after that game ends, you can count on a live streaming wrap-up of the show with two people discussing the game. You can also hop on, you can leave your comments as the live streaming's going on, or you can just sit back and you don't have to add your comments, but I know people appreciate that. And you can just watch it as long as you want to, and you can watch it at your own convenience, but you can watch it live. So, yeah, after every Cardinals game, there's going to be a live post-game, I should say a post-game live stream, talking Cardinals baseball, talking about the game that was just played. Same with the Blues, same with City SC, same with Mizzou basketball up until last night. But, you know, coming, it's going to be coming around again soon, Mizzou football, St. Louis U basketball, on and on and on, every game. So if you want instant analysis and opinions of what just happened, you want to know what a couple of people think, you go to Sports Hub STL and you can watch the post-game live stream and add those comments, as I mentioned. And, of course, every one of those live stream episodes will then be stored on the platform's YouTube channel, and you can watch them anytime. And, again, the best thing you can do is subscribe to the Sports Hub STL YouTube channel. I was blown away by this ambitious desire to give St. Louis sports fans live stream shows immediately after game. I've also been really pleased by some of the early things. I mean, it's been open, I think I said open a month, a little, maybe a little more than that. You know, Randy Carricker and Brooke Grimsley are doing a 10 a.m. show weekdays. It's really, really good. They have really good guests. Matt Rocchio is a producer, a guy I know and like very much. And he does a good job booking guests and contributing to the show. I'll probably be jumping on their show once a week to do a hit, as we call it. And the thing of it is, these live streams after games, these are not quick 10-minute things. They have a good wide-ranging discussion that includes multiple panelists. And there is a deep roster forming at Sports Hub STL. There are names that you know. Randy Carricker, my friend and former at a couple different places, talk show host partner, and most fun I've ever had hosting a show in St. Louis is with Randy Carricker as the co-host. He's a legend. And he works with Brooke Grimsley, who I think is a gem, and they work well together. You have Mike Claiborne. He's going to be hopping in on Sports Matters and hockey part. Jamal Mayers is a regular. Bob Ramsey with some of the college hoops is a regular. I'm sure he'll hop on with some baseball opinions too. After every Mizzou game since the launch of Sports Hub STL, after every Mizzou game, former Mizzou star Kareem Rush was there doing the live stream post game, just like last night after the loss to Drake. Kareem was there along with Chris Pelican, who hosts those Mizzou live streams after each game. Oh, some other names, people that I know and respect: Joe Roderick, Charlie Marlowe, Brennan Schaefer, Chris Pelican. I know John Denton, MLB.com, covers the Cardinals. He's a contributor. And I'm leaving a lot of people out. And I apologize for that. But I'm gonna make the point in another way. Another thing I like about Sports Hub STL is the opportunities that Dave Green is giving to a roster of young and upcoming digital media talents. Like I told you about all the people, the names you know, and the names like me and Carricker and Claves and some others, Rammer, that have been around a long, long time. And, you know, sometimes I know people like, gosh, you know, where is there room in the market for new voices? You know, that kind of thing. And I get the feeling, I do. I think you can have the best of both worlds. And one of the things I really like what Dave Green has done, he's giving a lot of reps. He's giving a lot of opportunities to hardworking young broadcasters who are trying to build a career. And it's important for them to have a place to do that. And it's important for, I think, anything to do with sports media in St. Louis, I think it's important to try to cultivate new voices. It's good for our market. You can get people like me that have been around a long time, and there's some value in my historical perspective and plus the analytical work I do. But I've never thought it's like, well, I'm the end all be all, then people don't need any more than me. No, I feel the exact opposite. I was once a young guy trying to break through as a writer or as a radio host. And you just get frustrated because it's like, I wish someone would give me an opportunity. Dave Green is giving opportunities to a lot of young talents who have a chance to build a career. And you'll see a lot of them on the post-game live streams. And you'll see a lot of them writing game recaps and columns at sportshubstl.com. And you'll get to know their names. So they're really talented, and it's exciting to have younger teammates that are still working their way in and doing a good job. So let me, before I say goodbye, man, I want to sum it all up. You'll still have access to my videos. In fact, all the ones that I've done on the Bernie Miklas show, they're still going to stay there. It's not like the YouTube channel will be deleted. That's not it at all. It's just that the new videos that I do will go on to the sportshubstl.com platform or the YouTube channel. But they're going to be housed on another platform. They're going to look better. They're going to be easy to find. They're going to be done. I'm going to be getting them done earlier in the day. My columns will be there. And if you prefer the written columns compared to the video columns, it's your call. You know, you can sample and surf as you please. I don't have any details yet, but I know there's going to be a membership option that includes some extra perks like exclusive chats and Q&A sessions with members who sign up. And I'm thinking of some other ways we could actually make it worth your while. Again, I don't have the details, but I wanted to keep that in the back of your mind, because if we put up a membership program, and I know it won't be a great deal of money, you know, I'm going to do everything I can to make it worth everybody's investment in me, so to speak. And listen, I can't thank you enough for your support. You know, I was very proud of the fact that I started this Bernie Miklas Show YouTube channel sometime in August. I believe it was late August. And I'm basically closing in on 8,000 subscribers since starting really a relatively short time ago. And I'm really proud of that. But I'm also just grateful that so many of you signed up and so many of you have not only subscribed, but you have left your comments, and it's become a good place for discussion. And I will make sure that those comment sections are wide open when, you know, those videos start appearing on Sports Hub's STL, not only sportshubstl.com, but also the YouTube channel. And I'll be there, and and I'll be there to answer questions as much as I can, but I'll be there doing what I've been doing. It's just in a different place, and it's easy to find. And once you get the hang of it, it's no problem. And you get the columns too. And it won't be just little old me either. Like I mentioned, you're going to enjoy a large crew of contributors who will offer all of the coverage you want and all on the same platform. So this is something new. It's still in the early days, which means it's going to take a while to start growing an audience. I hope that I can help Dave Green and all of my teammates at Sports Hub STL do that. And I would really, we all would appreciate you very, very much for becoming part of our family, the people that support us and we want to interact with and we want to produce content for. So again, from the bottom of my heart, all of you who came to this place, the Bernie Miklas Show on YouTube, by the way, at the new place, it'll just be called the Bernie Show. I'm thanking you from the bottom of my heart for turning this into a whole new world for me where I discovered how much fun it is to do videos and how many people like them. And it's just, I'm not going to say it's a whole new world. It's not like I discovered YouTube like, 2 years ago. I'm just saying I never made the leap and I made the leap and it was very gratifying. And now I want to kind of take it to a bigger step by putting my columns and the videos together in a really exciting, growing site for St. Louis sports fans, Sports Hub STL. So thanks again very much. I'll see you soon. In fact, I'll see you Monday, March 24th. That's my first day at Sports Hub STLs, and it'll be my first day. You can go look at my video at its new home, and I will also have a column for you there as well. Anyway, I can only say it 1,000 more times. Thank you, thank you, thank you very much. Your support has meant everything to me. Really, thank you.